Hello, my name is Peter Lewine from Lewines in Toronto.
Hello, my name is Claudia. I'm here with Zebra Pen Canada.
Hello, my name is Alex from Stack3D, and you're listening to Gourmet Pens Club Podcast.
And you're listening to the Gourmet Pens Club Podcast.
And you're listening to the Gourmet Pens Club Podcast.
So we are Stacked. We are a 3D printing company. We specialize in 3D printed pen stands and other stationery. Welcome to Scriptus 2023.
Welcome to Scriptus 2023.
And this is a Scriptus 2023. Welcome to the show.
Hello, my name is Ai Jing. I do ink art and I'm selling my original art and my postcard here in Scriptus.
Hello, my name's Darren MacArthur and I'm of Timber Elegance Pens. I make handcrafted writing instruments and fountain pens. And you're listening to the Gourmet Pens Club Podcast.
And you are listening to the Gourmet Pens Club Podcast.
My name is Karina Palacio, a.k.a. Cari Bullet Journal in Instagram.
Hello, my name is JC, the Nib Tailor, and you're listening to Gourmet Pens Club Podcast. Welcome to Scriptus 2023.
Welcome to Scriptus 2023.
Welcome to Scriptus 2023.
Welcome to Scriptus 2023.
Hello, my name is Matthew from Matthew's Nibworks, and you're listening to the Gourmet Pens Club Podcast. I am a nib grinder from the LA area. I studied the Naginata Togi grind from Yukio Nagahara, and I've been working with Mike Masayama at the California show, the San Francisco show, and the Atlanta show. I'm starting to explore more U.S. shows, you know, and happy to be back here in Toronto. Had a great time last year, so always good to see familiar faces again. And great to escape from the hot weather from California. Welcome to Scriptus 2023.
Welcome to Scriptus 2023. Hello, my name is Rowena from Paper Plus Cloth.
Hello, my name is Matthew Scott. I'm with Taurus Wood Shop.
My name is Mark Lourdes.
And you're listening to the Gourmet Pens Club Podcast.
And you're listening to the Gourmet Pens Club Podcast.
And you're listening to the Gourmet Pens Club Podcast.
We are the Calligraphic Arts Guild of Toronto, and we are celebrating 50 years. So we are getting on in age, but we are still keeping calligraphy, writing by hand, alive. And we hope this is a craft that doesn't die out, that we still can write in 100 years from now. And welcome to Scriptus 2023.
Welcome to Scriptus 2023.
Hello, my name is Licha. I'm here from Gotamago. Scriptus is like where my people are. It's people who love ink and paper and things, doing things with their hands and everything that I love. I do watercolor illustrations, which we put onto greeting cards with fun and punny things. So that's what people know us for. We are also here with our 2024 calendars, which are also a bestseller for us at this time of the year. So please come check it out.
Hello, my name is Priscilla Yu. I'm with Scriptus, and you're listening to the Gourmet Pens Club Podcast. Happy Scriptus, everyone. Hope everyone has an amazing show. Huge, huge love and thanks to our volunteers, our exhibitors, our sponsors, our title sponsors, everyone who participates in the show, and a huge thank you to this amazing pen community and for the Gourmet Pens Club Podcast for enabling us to get the word out on Scriptus and for all fun things pen. Welcome to Scriptus 2023.
You still recording?
Yeah, you can.
She is the most badass woman in the world. Do not mess with the Chi. You've been chillightful. Out.
Hello, you are listening to the Gourmet Pens Club Podcast. This is a collective of creators and callings that bring us together. Here are your hosts, Aziza and Candace.
Hello, Jello. Welcome to episode 29 of the Gourmet Pens Club Podcast. You may have noticed that I have given up trying to come up with like really delicious descriptors for our cool factor because, you know, it was like the highly admired and exquisite and extremely outstanding. So I'm running out of words. And then I realized it's because Candace, you and I are the cool factor.
By definition, right?
By definition. So when somebody hears Gourmet Pens Club podcast, they're like, oh, cool factor. So that's what we're going with. It's just going to be a new thing. I am one of your hosts, Aziza, moving along, at Gourmet Pens. So let's welcome my co-host.
And hello, I am the co-host. I am Candace, a.k.a. Inks and Anchors. Why are you laughing?
I'm just like... I'm laughing at myself mostly because I already talked to you prior to introducing you.
I'm pretty sure our producer
hates us because, yeah, she's got to edit all this.
Is she? I don't know. Maybe not. I am Candace, a.k.a. Inks and Anchors on Instagram. We're ready for the fun. So let's hang out.
Maybe it's better if we do like a canon of Let's Hang Out. So I can start because apparently I jumped the gun and you can just follow it up and end it. So that's what we did. I don't know. It's different every time.
I know.
It's embarrassing. Well. So listen, folks, it is Monday, October 30th. Today is the day after the Scriptus Toronto Pen and Writing Instrument show. And I think I can say with absolute certainty that Candace and I are both dead tired. But I wanted to tell you when we're recording so that it makes sense when we talk about the things that we're going to talk about.
You mean so that it makes sense that we don't make sense.
So we, yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Because you couldn't even make sense with the explanation.
Exactly. That's right. Let's just say yesterday, which was the script show, was beyond exhausting. So we'll get into that. But first of all, we're going to start with pick of the pen case because I have a pen that I really, really want to talk about. And that's unusual for me, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Not that unusual, but yeah, I look forward to hearing
about it. I'm
really
excited.
Okay.
So last week, in the midst of my Scriptus preparations, when I was frantically adding new things to the shop, Applebaum sent me a package. Now, there were a couple things in the package, but one of them was actually three things were a surprise. But I'm going to point out the most exciting thing because I had seen it in pictures and I was curious, but I was like, I don't need one. Anyway, it is the new Pelikan Art Collection M600. I haven't purchased a Pelikan in many years. I think the last one I bought was the M400 brown tortoiseshell, which was quite a while ago. And that was a while ago. This one, I stole this from Pelikan, pays homage to great painters and graphic designers of the avant-garde. Through the newly interpreted motif on the fountain pen, a piece of Pelikan's history becomes a work of art itself. This one is an homage to Glauco Cambon, an Italian painter and graphic designer. His paintings, where colorful reflections in the water are caused by the movements of pelicans. Like the bird, not the pen.
Yes, so I understand.
It's very cute. Yeah.
I've seen pictures. It looks really nice.
It is pretty exciting. And it has engravings and guilloche, and then it's lacquered on top. So it is a highly worked upon piece of art. And the interesting thing to me about this particular pen is that recently Pelikan has been doing non-transparent barrels. So they switched their stripes to solids.
Right.
Which was a huge letdown for me.
Well, and also they're all piston fillers, right? How can you...
Yeah. I mean, sure, you could do what other people do, which is just write it dry and then re-ink it. But what is that? That's not... I don't know. That's weird.
No, you need to know exactly where you are. Well, not exactly, but at least you need to see some ink, right? You need an ink window of some kind.
I'm a ink sloshing enthusiast.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to see it. Now, we're going to link to this in the show notes because obviously no one's going to be able to see me talking about this pen. However, Candace, I'm going to show it to you because we're on video. And it is wild. It is not often that a pen captures my attention. That's not true. Pens always capture my attention, but this one took my breath away just because of how beautifully finished it is and with the guilloche pattern and the reflections. So anyway, that's what I'm using. Is there an ink window? There is no ink window and it's not transparent.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
but
it's
you're willing
like,
to forgive it this time, right?
I'm willing to forgive it because it is so gorgeous that I don't even care.
Okay.
And you know a pen
and
is
you have
good
a fine,
when
did you
I'm
say
willing
fine?
To like. Yes, it's a fine nib. I think you're going to like it. Listen,
sounds...
you guys, I wish you could see her face. It's like incredulous. She's like, what? Who am I talking to?
I know.
So I just want to thank Applebaum. Applebaum loans me pens to review, which is beautiful because I can't afford to review all the pens that everybody requests me to review. And they're amazing because sometimes I hate the pen and I'm like, this pen doesn't work. And, you know, I've had it in the past where some companies are like, we're not going to send her stuff to review anymore because she's too honest.
Right.
He still sends me stuff, you know, like he's still like, please continue to be honest because I send the feedback to the manufacturers. This is what we need. So I just want to give them praise and gratitude because I'm actually really excited about this pen and I don't know if I'm going to send it back. Okay. But anyway,
that's good, though.
I need to buy this.
No. Well, it's been a long time since you've purchased a pen, right? So
yeah,
I approve.
It has been.
Yeah. So I think.
And it's unusual. It's a very new thing from Pelican. It's been a while since they've done something really fun like this. So
yeah.
I think it's pretty cool. Now let's stop talking about me. Candace,
well,
what
the
is
next
your pick
time,
of pen case?
Well, the next time I see you, please bring that pen with you.
I will.
I will,
yes,
hound
absolutely.
You until you, yes. Okay. What is my pick of the pen case? My pick of the pen case is my Sailor Bugbox 4B Pro Gear with
very
the beautiful
nice.
B on the finial, rod and B, and the rod and stripes.
This. Yes.
Yes. And I just thought that I think we were talking about my Sailor collection recently, if you recall, and the fact that I'm probably going to sell a bunch of them. I don't have many left, but I'm probably going to sell half.
Yeah, but the ones you
them.
Have are pretty spectacular.
They're spectacular, or they just look well. I've been trying to pare down my collection, as you know, and the colors, there's no repeat colors. So, you know, I don't have two turquoise. I used to have like two or three turquoise pens and all that. So anyway, more to come as to how I curate that. But as we were talking, I remember you
I
said,
feel like we should live stream that. Just saying.
Possibly. Anyway, I said, yeah, well, I'm going to keep the 4B pen no matter what. And you said, why? You haven't used it recently. And I said, not true. Just because you don't see me post it doesn't mean that I don't use it. And
that was shocking.
It just made me think about the fact that, you know what? I probably haven't used it in a couple of months, I'm guessing, which is not that long, but I do like it. I like the texture of it. The barrel is very tactile. So anyway, I have that. And I've inked it with, and this is going to segue really nicely into the Scriptus discussion because I inked it with an ink that I purchased at Scriptus yesterday. And
but it's
it
not
is
our
the
ink.
Robert.
I'm just kidding. Sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You're right. You're right. It is, you know, I actually purchased this with hard dollars that I have in my pocket.
As opposed to soft dollars.
Soft dollars.
Sorry. Sorry. I'm tired. I'm tired. It's
as opposed
those...
to gifties or whatever. Right? It wasn't a gift
okay.
or anything
yeah.
like that. But,
right.
Right? So I was planning to get the Robert Oster Romeo and Juliet.
Yes.
Ink.
Which I did get.
But I decided against it because I have a lot of like blue-y type inks in my collection. So I decided to get the Robert Oster Napa ink. And when I looked at it, it looked very nice. It looked like a deep burgundy color. And I was kind of excited because I don't really have very many burgundy inks in my collection, like hardly any. And besides, you got the Romeo and Juliet, and you got the Romeo and Juliet ink. And I thought, I can always get a sample from you.
Maybe. We'll see.
Hint, hint.
We'll see.
So anyway, I inked up this pen with the Napa ink, and it turns out it's not burgundy. It's
what?
Dried blood. I know. It's like brown-ish, you know, like dried blood.
Okay. I could tell you
which
this.
Which is, I guess.
Candace hates brown ink.
I don't really like brown at all. I was kind of disappointed because I wanted a, it's very hard to get, I think, a burgundy ink that looks burgundy, like diamond ox blood. It's the same thing, right? I think it looks, anyway, I don't know what happened because I did look at it on Tomo River because you were there.
Yeah,
was it not burgundy on the swatch?
Where did you base this purchase decision on? Like, what made you decide? And it was the swatch from the book you saw.
Right.
That's right. You were there with me. I was flipping through it, and it looked burgundy. Yes, it looks very burgundy in that. And it was, I think it was Tomo. So I've inked my pen. I've tried it on a few different pieces of paper. It is not burgundy. It is dried blood, which is brown. And as long as I can get it out of my head that I actually purchased a burgundy ink, I think I'm okay with it, but I need to play with it a little bit more. And because there are some kind of tangles that I can do when you do them in a browny kind of ink. It looks like antique-y, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, don't make that face at me. Anyway, we will see how it goes.
This is why we need videos, right?
I know. We will see how it goes. So that is the pick of my pen case. I'm actually pretty excited about the pen itself, notwithstanding the ink.
And is the ink ugly to you?
No, that's a thing, right?
I'm hesitating too long.
Well, no, it was disappointing because I thought it was burgundy and it turns out not to be burgundy. So that's why it's disappointing. But when I had to kind of step back and say, okay, if I'm not expecting burgundy, is this ink really nice? And it's a nice ink because I like Robert Oster inks. They're very reliable, very consistent.
Yes.
This one is a shader.
Great value as well, just for the record.
Great value. And it's a shading ink, and this nib works perfectly with the pen, so it's not super, super wet, so that it just looks like mud or brown or black, you know, like as it would in a very, very wet pen. So, so I think overall, it may not have been my choice, but I think I'm kind of glad I have it. Now, we'll see how it goes when I play with it some more. I just inked it up last night, obviously.
Okay, all right. I mean, I
wrote with it today all day.
Oh, I think you should post some more pictures because I'm curious.
Yeah, I will. I will. I have this pen has, the other thing is this pen has an architect grind. So I really like it. Obviously, it's a broad architect, but I am planning to put it in a regular round nib, like a fine or something, and possibly a regular broad or an italic or something like that. Anyway.
See how it performs.
So that's right.
Interesting.
So that is the ink I purchased at Scriptus. And I don't know if you saw my post today, but that is the only thing
today.
I purchased at. Yeah, that was my haul, quote unquote haul.
Your haul.
Was a single bottle of ink.
I think that's absolutely remarkable. Now listen, people. It's not because she has self-control. It's because she was working at the Gourmet Pen shop table the entire time. Not because
it was.
Not because she made a decision not to purchase any pens. She might kill me later. I think that's beautiful. You have beautiful pens. And
well,
why not explore what you have? Tell us more, though.
Except I purchased a pen the day before Scriptus.
Yes. Okay. And then
I purchased a pen 3 days before Scriptus. I didn't tell you about the one I purchased the day before Scriptus.
You sure didn't.
Because we were too busy. I'm just going to wait until it arrives and then I'll show it to you.
Okay. I'm going to pretend like I didn't hear any of that.
Yeah. I may tell you off microphone, possibly.
Oh, so listeners will have a surprise. Okay, so you have to tune in to find out what Candace did.
Yes.
I think that's good to entice you all.
However, as you know, Aziza, it's not like I didn't spend money at Scriptus. Even though I just had one bottle of ink.
Yeah.
What was new this year was Mr. Inks and Anchors came along with me.
Oh, yes, it's true. And he's possibly worse than you are.
He is absolutely worse than I am.
Yeah. He is more of a magpie.
Because he is just, it was frustrating, actually, because in the end, I ended up spending all this money. I mean, it wasn't a lot of money, but I could have purchased a pen for the amount of money that I spent on his behalf because he ended up having to borrow cash.
It doesn't count, though.
Because he wasn't prepared.
It doesn't count.
No, I know it doesn't count, except it actually counted because it's...
Oh, no, he has.
It actually reduced my bank account by the amount of money that I...
Rude.
That I know, right?
You need to anyway. Charge him interest. Just saying. just for the record, this is her husband.
Yeah, his money or my money. Like, it's not like that.
But I did have
a little pen fund, and it's my pen fund.
Yes, yeah. And when I say he's straight, I mean in terms of purchasing, not like, never mind. Okay, so
the other
this has segued us very inappropriately into talking about Scriptus. Scriptus. Okay, so yesterday was Scriptus, and Scriptus is a non profit, like not-for-profit show. It is run strictly by volunteers. Anything that the show makes, like, for example, in terms of the vendor tables and everything, everything goes towards the show, making the show more enjoyable for everyone. And in that regard, it's quite different from, I think, almost all the other
shows. The U.S. Pen shows.
Yes. And the European shows, because those, right, as far as I recall, have also charged admission. And Scriptus is really the only one that is for the attendees, if that makes sense. Because there's no admission fee for attendees. And
right,
it's really a labor of love. There's no profit for the people who are organizing and running the show.
Right. I know my yeah, husband asked me if,
yeah,
because he met, you know, a few of the head volunteers and, or what I'm going to say, they're volunteers now, but he had asked me, he goes, so do they get paid? They get paid, right? And I said, no, as far as I'm aware, they don't get paid, right? It's just, it's all volunteers.
It's like, it's volunteer work. So a labor of love.
A labor of love.
Or a labor of something. I don't know. It's
or just quite know, like it's labor.
It's labor. It's just straight up labor. And so the show is just a 1-day show on Sunday. It's held in this really cool location. We kind of talked about it last episode, so I won't go on too much about it. But we got there quite early. We set up, and this year, because it was the second show that I have vended at, I was a little better prepared for what to expect, and yet at the same time, not prepared at all. So it was, I think the thing, it was really joyous and absolutely, utterly one of the most exhausting things I've ever done in my life, which is really sad and lame and also very exciting in a way. Yeah.
So the difference from the U.S. pen shows.
It? Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. So I mean, I was going to say the difference from between Scriptus and most U.S. pen shows, besides the organizing aspect that you mentioned, is the majority, not all of them, but the majority of U.S. pen shows are like multiple day shows, right? I don't think, is Detroit multiple days?
Yeah. Yeah. They're actually at least 2 days
in Ohio
now. Yeah.
Really? Yep. Yeah. So
I think I think it's a big really difference, just this right? One that's the only North American show that's 1 day.
1 day. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so so it's a different vibe to it, right? So I think the out-of-town people that come in, you have to make more of an effort to kind of get together. Now, the pen shows will have, or sorry, not the pen shows, the pen stores will tend to have events potentially the day before.
Yes.
And so, for example, Wonder Pens had Pactagon Matthew Chen as a guest Nibmeister for the day. And so he had appointments at the store. And if you purchased a pen, you were able to get a grind for a reduced fee or something, some kind of special. But, you know, you could probably go to the store and hang out. But of course, notwithstanding the fact that we had said we were going to hang out on Saturday, it just did not come to pass because we were so busy.
I see.
With getting ready for the show or
I'm just laughing
other stuff.
We're so stupid for thinking that we would have time to do that.
I know. It sounded good in theory, right? Didn't it? It sounded like, yeah, let's pack
like
everything.
I had planned
on Friday
better,
and
if I had planned better, maybe. But
I still don't know if
my Saturday evening in pajamas making price lists and still forgot things.
That sounds exciting.
So
I was working. I ended up working, so it just didn't work out. So anyway, so the multiple day show, it makes a difference because, you know, the whole pen show after dark isn't really there, but that doesn't mean that Scriptus is not worth attending, right? So
Scriptus is wild. It's wild. I totally think it's worth attending. It is also one of the few pen shows that's actually in the city that it is based in.
Yes.
I think, as far as I can remember in North America, I know the Philly show is in downtown Philly, but all the other ones are like kind of in satellite cities or on the edge of the city. I guess it's the same thing as satellite city. And so I think Scriptus is special in that regard because it's also in a library, which is really cool. And it's just in a beautiful area where you can go and explore. And I mean,
it's right in the heart of the city.
Cool.
Yonge and Bloor is right in the center of downtown, basically.
It's like the hip area-ish. I don't know. Never mind. Ignore me. I don't live downtown.
I don't know about that.
So Did you have a favorite part of the show? I already know what my favorite part of the show is. Can I tell mine first? Because I'm so excited about it.
Okay,
I'm
going to
tell
you
because you're gone. Okay. Actually, there's two. First thing is I have a ridiculous gourmet pen shop, like 10-foot banner that I put up on the stage. So it was like towering over the room. And other people have posted pictures of the show. And the one thing that stands out, like feet above everything else, is gourmet pen shop banner. So it's really embarrassing. But I also just want people
that
to know where
well.
I am. And yeah, it's like, it's. I just want people to know that this is a welcoming corner. You come to the gourmet pen shop corner. Yes. So my favorite part of Scriptus, I mean, I think it goes without saying that it's really cool to see old friends, new friends, meet people I only know from Instagram. And it's funny that we now introduce each other as our Instagram names. Like, hi, I'm Gourmet Pens. I have actually introduced myself as Aziza before and people just stare at me and I'm like, Gourmet Pens. And they're like, oh, so it's an interesting study of sociology, I guess. Anyway, there were a couple of people who came to the table and they were looking for guidance on what to get for their first pen ever. So it was really cool and very, I don't know, heartwarming to walk them through the options that I had and let them try pens out and then show them how to ink the pen, how to maintain it. And it was just, I don't know, it felt so pure. This is the content that the world needs, is the genuine enthusiasm and curiosity. And it just felt really good to be able to help someone who was looking for their first pen and get them all set up. So that was my favorite thing. That's probably super cheesy.
No, actually, mine was pretty similar because I think I mentioned this to you. I had somebody ask me, or she said to me that, I've never bought premium paper before, and this is my first time. And so she looked at, you had an Aerofill pad out.
The Sakai so that's technical paper.
Technical paper, Aerofill, and Tomo. And she said, which two should I buy? I went, I've never had any fountain pen friendly paper. And I went, oh my gosh. I said, everyone stop. I literally said this. Everyone stop. And remember this moment as a momentous occasion.
Like a turning point, right?
Oh. A turning point, for sure. I said it's a momentous occasion, a turning point. Because for me, that's when my collection and my interest in the hobby completely turned. I always loved fountain pens.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously the time when you discover sort of premium pens and the difference in writing between a well-tuned nib, whether it's steel or gold or a gold nib, fountain pen is a great moment. But it was, for me, I know it was exactly the moment that I heard you could use Emerald of Chivor ink on something called Tomo River.
Yeah.
Or Tomoe River.
Or Tomato River.
And Tomato River. And your enjoyment of the whole experience would skyrocket. And indeed, as you all know, that is correct, right?
Yeah.
And so that's when I discovered, I wonder how this ink looks on paper. I wonder how this ink looks. And that's when I literally went from maybe 5 inks to bottles of ink, right?
Sorry, Candace, you cut out there. What was that? It doesn't matter because
they're all samples.
Samples don't count. Oh my God, that's offensive. I'm offended. That's exciting. So you were working the second table, and I am jealous that you got that question.
I did. I got that question, and she ended up purchasing in both the Aerofill and the Tomo. So she did the 52. I really pushed her on the 52 GSM as opposed to the 68 GSM. Tomo River. And I mean, I wish I could follow up with her and see, did she really enjoy it and did she try it with different inks? But I also found this year was there were a lot more people asking beginner questions. So not just this is my first fountain pen, but just, I've never, what is a sheening ink?
A lot of that. What's sheen? Yeah. What's shimmer? What is shading?
Right.
What's good for art?
And
which is a growing trend I've noticed. What is good? What is an interesting thing for art?
I had three different people, at least three, possibly four, ask about left-handed nibs.
Yes. And I was like, right? Thank goodness I have two lefties working at this table because I don't know.
Except I don't know either. This is the thing, right? So I've never had any issues.
No.
With writing with any kind of nib or because I'm an underwriter, right. Left-handed underwriter, I tend not to have. But I did come across this older woman came and asked me. She said that she was an underwriter and she had issues with her nib and because she's left-handed and I couldn't understand it. So then I immediately sent her over to Nibmeister because I had no idea what the answer was.
No, that's the answer.
Yeah, yeah, but it could be that maybe she was, yeah. But anyway, I found that it's like at least three, if I recall. I mean, it happened so frequently. So
it's kind of exciting.
It's just interesting.
Because it means that more people are, or feels like,
yes.
It means more people are exploring. And I love that.
Yes, I think so.
I love that.
Yeah.
I have one of the stickers I recently designed was explore and play. And it's like explore is so important. Anyway, it was a really exciting show for me and I hope for you guys. And but really, truly very deadly in terms of exhaustion. And tonight or today, I put the show specials. So it was the Ink Institute Grey Jay ink, the matching Christoph Grey Jay pen, as well as the soft launch Ink Institute Okanagan Grape ink all up on the Gourmet Pen shop. So they are available, what remains. And I just wanted to give a shout out to Pannonia Ink, who was patient enough to deal with me describing what exactly I wanted for the show ink and then listen to all of our feedback.
And Aziza, what's the name of the show ink?
Lights on Niagara, which is the idea was to reflect at night when it's dark, Niagara Falls has lights. And so they can sometimes they do like rainbow lights or themed lights. And this particular one was that I wanted it to be like a shading purple. So the Pencho ink is a medium purple that shades, and it has pearl white and light blue shimmer that you can use if you want to. So if you want to use it, you shake up the bottle and ink your pen. And if you don't want shimmer, you just ink without shaking. And there's absolutely no shimmer in it if you do that. And it was just really beautiful. And as far as I understand, the ink has sold out, but you may find a limited amount of samples in the shop, just saying. So early listeners are lucky. Anyway.
And speaking of early listeners, are you going to offer a...
Yes, I am. Yes, I am, Candace.
No, there
you go. Thank you very much for reminding me.
So people can actually purchase some of those samples.
Yep.
They can shop, but they could also shop the exclusive inks that are available.
Yes.
And pens.
Yes. And there's also tons of new stuff up in the shop. So we have, I say we, like the shop and I are a couple, but we're not. I'm just, it's slave. So there is new Sailor Hokoro dip pens and dip pen sets, as well as extremely cute little sailor things like the Mizutama, the inks.
I think the one thing that's very surprising to me that you had was the Hokoro dip pen and little matching ink, non-matching, but little tiny sailor shimmer inks that you had asked me to do. One of my tasks to help prepare for the show was to do samples, ink swatches, and... So I did it for that one and it was like, ooh, I think I'm going to fill a little ink vial.
I know, it's dangerous, right?
This one away. I know.
Basically when I'm
it was fantastic.
Shopping,
and
it's like the dip nib. The dip nib is so cute.
I know. The dip nib is, so if you know the Hokoro, right?
That's how you pronounce it. Yeah. So it's just the plastic barrel with a...
It's a opaque barrel.
Yeah.
And the nib inserts into the barrel. So that you can protect the nib if you're not using it, but you take the nib out and you just invert it and stick it back into the barrel. It clicks very firmly. I think it's one of my favorite dip instruments to use with a regular nib size. And, you know, the barrel's white or gray, but in the set, it's transparent, sparkles.
I did not know that when I ordered them. And then when I saw it, I was like, uh-oh. Because I know, absolutely do not need another one, because I think I have all of the nib sizes and I absolutely do not need it. And then Candace was all like,
well, I absolutely need,
like,
one.
Oh, I need one. One of these. And I was like, well, if you have one, this is a broken
this is a broken set because you had me open it to do ink samples. So therefore, and you can't sell it separately because I'm sure there's a rule or something.
That's true, because it is Sailor and I do like to respect their rules. But
so
yeah.
I'm just taking co-host privileges and just didn't return it.
Yeah, that's really funny. You're dangerous, and that's okay. This is what it feels like to be yoinked,
yes,
right? Oh, weird.
Exactly.
Nobody ever yoinks for me. I'm usually the yoinker, not the yoinky. So,
that's right.
That's weird. Okay, Scriptus is done. Now we get to recover. Just for the record, I did not buy any
pens. So what's the next
event? Yeah, I didn't buy any pens because...
Well, you bought an ink, yeah.
Whatever, it doesn't count. Ink doesn't count. So on Friday...
Ink doesn't count.
Friday is fountain pen day. And what on earth is fountain pen day?
Is that this Friday, the 3rd?
Yes, it is this Friday. It is an annual event. It is the first Friday of every November. And I think this year is like the 12th year. I can't remember. That sounds about right. And this was an initiative, like a little pet project that was created by Carrie Yeager, who now is at Kenro Industries. And the whole idea was that Fountain Pen Day would just be a day to celebrate fountain pens and promote the use of them and like share the use of fountain pens. So like have pen meets and sharing and gifting your friends pens and inks and throwing inks in their faces and pouring it in their ears. You know, like whatever. It was a very positive, happy thing. And it is still that. And it's absolutely epic that it's been over 10 years of this, I think. What has happened now, what I have found is that Fountain Pen Day has gone from an event of loving and sharing fountain pens and spreading the enjoyment of it to something where we all are expecting businesses to give us coupons to buy a fountain pen. And I don't know how I feel about that. So I just want to say, if you're a fountain pen enthusiast, you don't necessarily have to buy a fountain pen to support Fountain Pen Day. You could just talk about your fountain pen. You could talk about your ink. You could talk about how you use your pens. You can have a pen meet with like two or three friends.
Just sit and enjoy your pens.
Just sit and enjoy your pens. Or like shout out to your favorite retailers. Like if you've had somebody who has helped you find the perfect ink or perfect paper, just I feel like even this happened to me too. Like I feel like I had forgotten what Fountain Pen Day is supposed to be about. And I just want to remind all of us, including myself, that the whole idea of this is to embrace like the fountain pen community and the enjoyment that we get from using fountain pens. So I don't know, maybe we should come up with a goal. Candace, we need a goal. How are we going to celebrate Fountain Pen Day in a way that is not buying pens?
Well, I mean, I remember one of the fondest Fountain Pen Day memories that I have was maybe about 4 years ago or so when we just decided, I think it was pretty last minute, right? It was like a day or two before we said, hey, we're just going to go down, and we visited a couple of shops downtown Toronto. And then we walked over to Yorkville and we got together with a bunch of friends from Toronto Pen Club or whatever. And we had a meal together. There was maybe six or eight of us, kind of last minute. And it was great. It was just like a Pens and Pints pen meet. Except it was, it was just more, you could tell it veered more towards friends and friendship and, I don't know, enjoyment of the, I don't know, it's hard to explain. It wasn't really, it was just, I don't know, because maybe it was because it was very last minute and it was for Fountain Pen Day and we just all.
I love spontaneous.
It was spontaneous
pens.
And it was, we did play with our pens, but we also got to know each other better. Those of us that were newer to the group, like myself, and.
Is that when we had ice cream?
Yes, afterwards.
I remember that. Oh,
yes. And actually, that was the day that I changed my Instagram name from what it was before
to Inks and Anchors.
Yeah, one of the...
I remember that. Yeah, Candace, you're right. And I just wanted to say this because I'm going to admit that I also shop on Fountain Pen Day. But I don't want us, and I really am referring to myself, and I'm just kind of saying us because I don't want to shame myself. I don't want us to forget what the whole point of Fountain Pen Day was. It was not to turn it into a expectation that, you know, you get a discount pen or something. You get a great coupon. That's right. Just a bonus. There are many ways to celebrate fountain pens that are not just buying fountain pens. And so I think pen meets are a really nice way to do that. Anyway, let's not talk about Fountain Pen Day because we've got news. And I say we again, like me in the shop, like we're a couple when it's really just me. So news. I am in the process of uploading the podcast audio files to YouTube. And you can find them as a podcast Gourmet Pens Club playlist on the Gourmet Pens channel. And very soon, once I've completed the uploads, they will be on the Inks and Anchors channel. So you can, you'll be able to see them as a playlist. You could just play through everything. I just want to toss out there that our sweet, lovely, magnificent producer went around at Scriptus and collected some bonus video footage. So not only will the episode that we're listening to, which is episode 29, it will have audio on YouTube. There may not be bonus video footage. You may or may not get to see how cool I am and how cool Scriptus is. Just a reminder, I'm throwing this in at the end so that for those of you who listened for the first 3 seconds and then left hoping for a discount code, it's at the end. And just saying, for the next 48 hours, all early bird listeners of the podcast will get a special discount. So if you shop at gourmetpenshop.com and you use the code GPJellybeans, you will get $10 off our orders of $100 and more. And just for the record, it's Canadian dollars. Okay, just reminding you it's Canadian. So this is really not even real money. And I think you should absolutely browse the GP exclusive collections and as well the new arrivals, because I literally spent hours and days getting new products up in the shop. And I think they're exceptionally cool. So 14 hours, get to shop in.
And it's GP Jelly Beans.
Jelly beans. So what is that? Gamma Peter, Jolly Eric, La La.
Okay, let's not do that. That's Golf, Papa, Juliet.
I like mine better.
Echo, Lima, Lima.
I like mine better. Okay. What was it? Gamma?
Yankee.
Peter? Gamma Peter.
Beta, Echo, Alpha.
GP, Jelly November. Beans.
Sierra. I guess what I wanted to ask is the jelly beans with an S or with a Z?
Because that would be really, like
that
candy.
Would be really cute.
No, I don't want to mess people up. It's jelly beans with a J and an S. Okay. I don't know what's happening. I'm so sorry. I tried to do this so that it would be simple. And as it turns out, no. That is not the route that my brain took. Listen, it's been a really, really rough couple of weeks getting ready for Scriptus, and I'm very tired. And I really hope you will explore the shop and get yourself some goodies. And just a reminder that the winter ink shipment is in effect, which means all inky shipments will have a small portion of the ink removed and placed in the sample vial, so that your ink will have room if it does freeze, so it won't shatter the bottle. So I think we're going to wrap it up now. And I don't really have anything really thrilling to say except stay incredible and stay inky. So I'm Aziza, Gourmet Pens and Gourmet Pen Shop. And I guess Gourmet Pens Club, which is what we're doing right now. And that's all.
And I'm Candace, Inks and Anchors.
Inks and Anchors on Instagram and YouTube.
Bye.
Doodles.
Questions, comments, or suggestions? Shoot us a message at gourmetpensclub@gmail.com. And if you like what you hear, please give us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
All right, we're just wrapping up Scriptus here, and we want to thank this young gal for recording us. And what's your name again?
Chi.
Chi? Yeah. Yes, Chi also celebrates. It's actually Chi, and she's so excited because she won two of the raffles today.
Yes, I did.
She actually was a rock star all day today with the video recording. We want to thank her. You're going to see what she posts. And she is actually the lady and the brains behind the podcast that makes them sound so good. And by the way, if you want to know who I am, you're just going to have to wait for the next episode. Over and out.
Thank you, Dave.
Make sure that's on
them. I will.